Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. This Wednesday, July 17th, is our next Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition, our 90-minute science and skills course designed to help people get started and answer their questions about the science and skills of plant-based nutrition. And then July 23rd, next week, Chef Dell is doing his monthly conversations with Chef Dell. He's going to talk about summer soups, and of course, he'll answer your questions about diet and health. And recipes and everything are included, so it's a great way to expand your food repertoire and make eating more interesting on a plant-based diet. So today's topic, erectile dysfunction. And the reason why I want to focus on it is that, first of all, it's very prevalent. I've been more and more aware of the number of ads on television that address this. And also, even on talk shows on the radio, I counted, like just driving around over the weekend, like 20-some ads with what limited time I spent in the car that I heard on the radio for herbal remedies for erectile dysfunction, et cetera. So anyhow, to just get started, most people think that erectile dysfunction is a condition that affects older men, and that really used to be true. Erectile dysfunction is considered an early sign of coronary artery disease, and coronary artery disease has historically been a disease of older people. It takes a few years of eating a rich diet from animal protein and fat to develop arterial disease, which can manifest itself in erectile dysfunction. But a new study shows that 26% of men who visited an outpatient clinic for ED are 40 years old or younger, and that the rate of severe ED was similar in both the older and younger men. So when the men arrived at the clinic, they were medically evaluated, their circulating testosterone levels were measured, and they completed a questionnaire covering sexual performance. The younger group of men, the 40 and younger, had fewer diagnosed conditions, lower BMI, lower cholesterol and blood pressure, and higher circulating testosterone levels. The younger men were more likely to smoke or to use marijuana and cocaine. The older guys, on the other hand, were more likely to be taking medications for hypertension, diabetes, urinary tract symptoms, and reflux. There was no difference in the rate of alcohol consumption between the two groups, yet they both had the same level of erectile dysfunction. So why is this? Well, their ages, some habits, and medications might have varied, but they were all eating some version of the standard American diet with lots of animal protein and fat. And we know that these foods cause coronary artery disease, one of the symptoms of which can be erectile dysfunction. Now, the sad part, there was no discussion about this in the article, which is unfortunate. Instead, the authors chose to focus on the idea that it's important to take a complete history on every patient in order to identify conditions like ED in younger men who might not otherwise discuss this with their doctors. And so once again, you know, the main point that should have been discussed was missed. And you might remember, those of you who saw Forks Over Knives, when Dr. Terry Mason says at one point in the film, erectile dysfunction is like the canary in the coal mine. It's an early sign of coronary artery disease and a sign that you should change your ways before the next thing happens, which could be a heart attack or a stroke or something more serious. So the discussion in the medical journal article should have been, oh my gosh, all these guys being diagnosed with erectile dysfunction, we should be having conversations about dietary excellence with them. But anyway, I guess that's our job to do since it's not being done in other venues. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.